Welcome to the 2011 Medal Awards Program. My name is Letitia King, and I'll be your host today. I want to welcome our colleagues, our friends, and family. It really makes it special when it's out of the ordinary. I know a lot of folks are in suits and ties for the first time this year, and you look sharp out there. Joining me on stage, we have BBG Chairman Walter Isaacson, Abdi Yabaro, Chief of VOA's Somali Service, Richard Lobo, Director of the International Broadcasting Bureau, and David Enzor, Director of the Voice of America. I want to also welcome our colleagues joining us via TV connection from Miami. It's not sunny there today, I want you to know. It's rainy, so you can't be too jealous. And we have an online audience as well, so welcome to everyone. It is great to be here. It's a wonderful opportunity to celebrate the exemplary contributions of our outstanding individuals here in the center hallway, as it were. I'm thrilled to be here, and we're recognizing your hard work. I know it takes a lot to earn this recognition. As a professional athlete, Sam Ewing once said, "Hard work spotlights the character of people. Some turn up their sleeves, some turn up their noses, and some just don't turn up." The winners are obviously people that turn up their sleeves, get the job done, and I'm grateful to you. And now, to mark this happy occasion, we're joined by our talented colleague, John Stevenson, Director of VOA's English Division, who will sing the national anthem. Please rise as you are able for the national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. And the star-spangled banner in triumph shall wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Thank you so much, John. To help us put the important achievements of these individuals into context, we asked our friends at VOA 60 to do a quick news roundup of the biggest world events over the last year. And since we here at International Broadcasting focus on world news, you'll quickly see that what our audience pays attention to is different than the 5 o'clock news here in Washington.
Thank you.
thanks to Amish Srivastava and Susan Shand of VOA 60 for those powerful 90 seconds. Now it's my pleasure to turn the podium over to IBB Director Dick Lobo. Dick returned to U.S. International Broadcasting this time last year, having directed Radio and TV Marti in the mid-1990s. Dick has a distinguished career as a media executive. He served as chairman of the Florida Public Broadcasting Service, as president and CEO of the PBS station in Tampa, St. Petersburg, Sarasota. He was president and general manager of WTVJ in Miami, station manager of WNBC-TV in New York, and vice president and general manager of NBC stations in Chicago and Cleveland. To add to that, he is an Emmy Award-winning journalist with a rich understanding and appreciation of what it takes to get the story. Thank you for being here, Dick.
Thank you very much, Tish. Good morning, everyone. Hola, Miami, y muy buenos días. Although I hear it's a pretty bad day out there, we're happy to have you with us. As Tish mentioned, less than 1 year ago on this very stage, I was sworn in as chairman of the IBB by our chairman, Walter Isaacson. Back then, frankly, I had very limited knowledge of the most outstanding work being done by so many of you here and around the world. And I can say, after 1 year, I continue to be amazed, even on a daily basis, at your great journalistic accomplishments. And before introducing our special guest, I want to take a moment to remind you how the Gold Medal Award Program actually works. First of all, as you know, this event is intended to recognize impressive achievements in support of our vital mission. And there are many accomplishments about which we can be proud. Let me give you just a few. We've made incredible strides in technical transformations in satellite systems. Our interactive programming initiatives have engaged new digital audiences around the world. We've had collaborative news gathering and production at a greater pace this year. We've had extensive training to keep all of our skills current, as well as continued courageous reporting from some of the most dangerous locales on the earth. As most of you know, anyone can nominate anyone across the organization for this award. Panels composed of management and staff reviewed the 350 nominations and made finalist recommendations. Now, reading the nominations was inspiring itself. Some of today's finalists were nominated by 2, 3, or 10 different people. Now, that's a very powerful statement about who they are and what they contribute to our agency. This year, we recognized 96 winners from all corners of the agency, people that are on air and behind the scenes, administrative and technical experts, as well as reporters at home and abroad. And we celebrate you all. And now I'd like to introduce our chairman, our BBG chairman, Walter Isaacson. The chairman is someone who knows our work firsthand. He's the former chairman and CEO of CNN, former editor of Time magazine, and currently he is president of the Aspen Institute and serves as chair of the board for Teach for America. It has been my distinct pleasure and honor to have served along with Chairman Isaacson and our distinguished board of governors this past year. This agency, the Congress, and our country should be very proud to have him, his vision, and his leadership during these challenging times in international broadcasting. So, ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm welcome to our BBG chairman, Mr. Walter Isaacson.
Thank you very much, Dick, and thank you very much, David Ensor, a worthy successor to the Edward R. Murrow tradition, and hola, Carlos, down in Miami. We have three new people, really. Dick is now a veteran, having been here a year, but with David, Carlos, and Dick, I hope we're providing not only great leadership, but great inspiration for what you do every day. This is Dick's one-year anniversary, and I particularly want to salute him because at times the guidance and leadership from the very top of this organization is not always as wonderful and as worthy as the great, distinguished, courageous work done by each of you in your fields. And I think Dick and David and Carlos and others taking over the daily operations have really made this a far, far better place. When we had a town hall meeting of the board in this auditorium last summer, we spoke of our commitment to the mission of the BBG, which is to promote freedom and democracy and to inform, engage, and engage people around the world in the best journalistic tradition. Sometimes we get asked, well, does that mean you're trying to be persuasive about American foreign policy, or are we just there to get the truth? And I think what you saw on that video reminds us yet again that there's only one way to be persuasive, and that's to be credible. And there's only one way to be credible, and that's to have an absolute commitment to the truth. That's what we're all about at Voice of America, Office of Cuba Broadcasting, and all of our international broadcasting entities. And that's what this wave that we've seen for the past year sweeping the world is all about, which is the idea that the free flow of information may not always get us closer to democracy or liberty each month, but it does bend the arc of history towards liberty and democracy. And we know that the fulfillment of this mission is all the more crucial as it was back in 1942 when Voice of America was created. There has been an explosion of media in this world, an explosion of new outlets. This is great. First of all, it's competition for all of us that there's so many new television and satellite channels and internet channels throughout the world. Secondly, it's because the more information and the freer that information flows, the more we're likely to succeed in our own mission. But in reality, despite this new wealth of media around the world, according to Freedom House, there is still so much repression of free expression, so much repression of the free press, that the whole notion of the free press is still in decline. One of the greatest tools of our foreign policy as a nation, but more importantly, of our values as a people, is a free press. Walter Cronkite once observed that freedom of the press is not just important to democracy, it is democracy. America's strategic interests depend on well-informed and healthy societies around the world. The forces of authoritarianism and extremism have shifted geographically. The Berlin Wall is no longer there, except for in museums. But there are walls around other places that seek to restrict the free flow of information. And that is why our work continues, to make sure that those in governments and those whose governments routinely deny them access to the news, we want to make sure those people have the information that can individually empower them as communities, and empower them as societies. We can also make an important contribution by engaging worldwide audiences through digital as well as traditional technologies on all issues of concern. By engage, I mean not just inform them, not just hand down information, but do what the digital age has empowered us to do, which is to have dialogues, to engage, to be part of discussions. I know you're doing this on a number of fronts, including the tracking the impact of the drought in Africa and fostering local reporting on the tragedy of rape in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. I know Susan McHugh on our board has been very driven in showing how we can use interactive media to allow other people to tell their stories and to put it into the context of good reporting. One of the things the internet does today is allows everybody to try to tell their story, but nothing gets put into context. What we can do, and all of our entities led by VOA, Office of Cuba Broadcasting, and the rest of our broadcast entities, is to say we will give you both the means to engage but the tools to be informed. And that, I think, is what this the challenge, but also the opportunity of this new digital age provides us. The gold medals that were given out today recognize those who have gone above and beyond the call of duty in the service of this mission. But every day when I watch and hear and read about what everybody does, I think almost everybody in this room and everybody listening goes above and beyond the call of duty in serving the causes and our mission. But whether you're conducting interviews, managing broadcasts, rethinking how we can better spend our limited resources, or creating an environment conducive to good and responsible journalism, the individuals honored here today embody the excellence that we as an agency have sought to continuously to reach. I want to assure you that we on the board know the excellence of this agency comes from the people who work 24/7. These awards are a reminder of the individual efforts and ingenuity, how they can make a difference to the agency as a whole. You're the change agents here in this building, change agents in the world. You all are the innovators, the drivers of excellence. And we're counting on you to lead the way to a vibrant, dynamic future for U.S. international broadcasting. Keep up the good work, and thank you all very much.
Thank you, Dick and Walter. That was wonderful. Now it's my pleasure to introduce VOA Director David Ensor. David joined VOA over the summer after an extensive career in journalism and communications. Most recently, he served as Director of Communications and Public Diplomacy at the U.S. Embassy in Kabul, Afghanistan. You may recognize his face from his 8 years as CNN's national security correspondent, or his 18 years with ABC News. Then again, maybe you recognize his voice from his tenure covering the White House and other topics for NPR some time back, I'll just say. I imagine the news hounds filling many of the seats here will know his extensive reporting best of all. He's covered major international stories, terrorism, the breakup of the Soviet Union, and numerous armed conflicts. Let me just say, in contrast to those tough assignments, I'm glad you're here with us, David, and have set aside your flak jacket and reporter's notebook to join us. Welcome.
It's great to be here. What a wonderful day. This one of probably, what I gather, are the best celebrations we have during the year. Thank you, Tish, and thank you, Walter and Dick, for your presence and your remarks today as we honor this year's Gold Medal Award recipients. I'm particularly delighted to recognize those colleagues at The Voice of America who are here, and I think we're the majority. I may be wrong. I'm a newcomer, obviously, to VOA. I've only been here since August, but I've been here long enough to recognize and to see the immense and varied talent that we're so fortunate to have in the room and in the building and beyond in this NUGS organization, and how dedicated and committed so many people are here to our mission. Even before my arrival, when I was back in Kabul, sitting in Fortress Embassy, as I like to call it, I was able to see the effectiveness of VOA's broadcasts in Afghanistan. The importance of these broadcasts and the broadcasts to so many other regions of the world cannot be overstated. I watched our evening news every evening, and it was one of the most effective acts of public diplomacy that the United States was able to commit in Afghanistan, no question about that. We're constantly striving to improve the way we reach our audiences on radio, television, the internet, and other digital platforms. The challenges we are facing are formidable, no question about that, and keeping our place as a major international multimedia broadcaster will not always be easy. It takes a great deal of individual talent, the likes of which we have here represented, and above all, it takes teamwork. Having been a broadcast journalist for more than 30 years, I know that broadcasting is a team sport, as I used to say. You can't do it alone. You need to work together as a team. Without all the people in the various broadcasting and support elements of this agency working together, we wouldn't be able to do what we do. So what makes the Gold Medal Award so special is that anyone here can nominate anyone from across the organization, and the winners are here because someone on their team, or perhaps more than one person, thought that their achievements deserve to be publicly recognized by all of us. And that's what we're here to do today. So please join me in congratulating the 96 individuals that we're honoring today for their outstanding achievements and their professionalism with the Gold Medal Awards. Thank you.
Now for the awards. I know some people have a train to catch. Today's medal awards represent the final selections after peer review to recognize excellence among us. Each gold medalist will receive a certificate that reads, "In recognition of exemplary contributions toward the accomplishment of the mission and goals of the Broadcasting Board of Governors." I would like to introduce Abdi Yabaro of the VOA Somali Service and take this opportunity to recognize the dedicated work of the whole Somali Service. Since February 2007, the Somali Service has reported on the brutal conflict in the world's only failed state. And now, with millions of Somalis faced with the additional scourge of drought and famine, the service has begun a new daily special program with vital information for the drought victims. There are difficulties and dangers in reporting on the ground in Somalia, and I know Abdi himself and some of his colleagues in the Somali service have been threatened by Al-Shabaab, and there have been long days here in Washington. I hope all of us can just pause for a second and recognize the commitment they've shown to fulfilling our mission.
Thank you. Thank you, Tisha.
As we read your name, please join us on stage for your certificate. Gentlemen, you have to do the handshaking. That's you. Come on up here. Hasib Ali Kozai is recognized for his outstanding contribution to the mission of the Voice of America, providing news packages in Dari and Pashto.
Suzanne Andros.
Wait just a second. Yeah, let Susan, okay. You're going to have to hold on here.
Okay.
Right, Abdi's a little excited.
let come, okay.
There we go. Go right ahead.
Suzanne Andres spearheaded the intricate challenge of shepherding the confirmation of the nominee for the new Broadcasting Board of Governors. Thank you.
Saman Arbabi for his work and his fan club as executive producer and co-creator of Parazit, the first political satire of its kind in Iran and the most watched program in the country.
Natalia Ardanza. Natalia has done outstanding work over the past year, especially her support of Central News journalism around the world.
Ariono Arfin has gone above and beyond the call of duty to promote VOA brand awareness to the people and audience of Indonesia.
Stephen Autry. Stephen offers efforts and exceptional performance in coordinating and managing studio remote for VOS television programs has strengthened VOS ability to reach a wider global audience.
Sungwon Bach has made selfless contributions to achieving journalism in the highest form in the VOA Korean service.
Matthew Bays spearheaded the way they're setting digital media priorities for the VOA.
Zorislav Badiuk has demonstrated creativity in overcoming system problems to produce the Ukrainian TV program Chastime. System problems? No.
Demi Babich. Dr. Babbage has made extraordinary contribution toward accomplishment of the mission and goals of the agency through innovative ideas and a great relationship with his audience.
Eden Baslogic has advanced innovation on digital platforms, worked with computer-assisted reporting, and constructed a blogging network that now hosts 48 blogs from 11 language services. And that's Dino to the rest of you.
Vicky Bremer. Vicky Bremer is recognized for her stellar accomplishment as the BBG CFC coordinator.
Ariadne Budianto, Nadia Majid accepting, has succeeded in creating a personality for VOA Indonesian's best known 30-minute TV show. And we can see why.
Larry Bullard. Larry has consistently shown professional service and dedication in supporting the BBG and IBB through his outstanding support in tribal office.
Veris Burton demonstrates exemplary initiative and effectiveness in explaining the strategic role of the Office of Technology, Services, and Innovation to broadcasting customers throughout the BBG.
Felicia Butler, Terry Wing accepting, is recognized for her value in improving the technical quality of Asian Division's product, her increased involvement in facilitating change, and her dedication to ensuring that her colleagues' work is presented in highest standard of broadcasting quality.
Steve Cagle has shown excellence and creativity in directing network quality television programming for Voice of America.
Raymond Cahill is a hard-working and reliable employee that has made outstanding achievements in contributions to VOA radio traffic, doing whatever it takes to get the job done.
Andrew Cassell's a professional approach, affable demeanor, and willingness to go the extra mile has made him a great chief of VOA's TV traffic.
Hector Serpa has made outstanding contribution to the website voanorthsea.com.
Bart Childs, who you normally see behind the camera, has used new technologies to make contributions in the area of news gathering, going beyond the call of duty to push technology forward at the agency.
John Paul Christie. John Paul has demonstrated extraordinary effort, initiative, excellence, and dedication to the agency's mission.
Christopher Deckard, Reese Pooch accepting, his tireless efforts in transforming VOA's Khmer service have translated into success in expanding its audience reach.
Seth Donaldson has saved the agency $10,000 by asserting himself as a trainer and administrator for a new project that will streamline production and playback of graphic content on VOA TV.
Robert Dottie, is recognized for outstanding professionalism, commitment, and dedication to VOA's mission, as well as his exceptional production skills and superior broadcast standards.
Melita Dyson is recognized for her outstanding administrative support to the Computer System Support Division.
Kelvin Fowler is a leader rather than a follower, displaying a high degree of integrity, responsibility, and professionalism that sets a standard of performance for other employees.
Diane Gull, for her tireless effort and effective leadership, creating a tight-knit team to deliver quality and quantity programming far beyond expectation for the Asia Hub.
Valer Gergely made outstanding contributions to the redesign and completion of the installation of Studio 27 and enhanced the Eurasia Division's television and new media programming.
Gregory Gibbs, Julio Alvarez accepting for extraordinary performance in the massive instructoring for the YouTube site Heartbeat Distribution System.
Miroslava Gungadza, as host of the Chastime television program, has made extraordinary contributions to the success of VOA Ukrainian television programming and new media efforts.
Norman Goodman led VOA Indonesia service to reach 38 million viewers and listeners through outstanding innovation.
Michael Gutkin is recognized for exemplary contributions toward the accomplishment of the missions and goals of VOA and BBG, going beyond the call of duty to produce a high volume of original reports.
Lasan Gesto led the VOA Taipei service in providing unprecedented coverage of the 1020 election for the exiled government of Tibet.
Iftikhar Hussein is recognized for his consistent and innovative contributions to VOA's DIWA radio.
Gary Jaffe is recognized for his superior work ethic, positive attitude, and commitment to technical excellence in achieving the broadcasting goals set forth by the Voice of America.
Gary's in New York at the UN General Assembly. I know you all miss him. We'll send him the recording, huh? Andrew Jansen has made a commitment to excellence, providing high-quality customer service to better enhance the mission and goals of the agency.
Amy Kaz is dedicated and caring backbone of PNN, staying involved in every aspect from programming to production to content.
Kyle King, no relation, has brought determination and energy to the VOA Public Relations Office to successfully improve the agency's external promotional efforts as well as internal communications.
Latonia Knight has displayed his skills and tactics in leading the agency-wide communication and leadership training initiative.
Elaine Ling Lau has shown excellent leadership in web video production for the Cantonese service.
Yeah, Robert Lavron developed new business coverage ideas on collaborative workflow with language service, including live chats from the New York Stock Exchange and NASDAQ, joint reporting and sharing of stories and original content via the Let Plus.
He'll be giving stock tips later, I know. Wayland successfully built an audience of over 100,000 followers to two VOA English teaching outposts on China's Weibo.com.
Rebecca Lundgren, for exceptional effort on growing an engaging BBG online audience by providing support, coach, and excellence advice on managing digital media.
Joanne Lesby is recognized for her sustained and extraordinary contributions, serving Foreign Service officers and Foreign Service nationals, as well as overseeing the awards and benefits team in the Office of Human Resources. Gentlemen, you can take a break. We're going to now look at pictures of our overseas winners. Thank you so much, Mr. Chairman. Take a break. We're going to have pictures of folks who can't join us in person. And I'll turn to Abdi. Don't go anywhere. You're on. Next page.
Yep.
You ready for us, guys?
Walter Andel is recognized for exceptional dedication and support of broadcast operation from Tajikistan and implementation of the AMC mode for the continental transmitters.
Elizabeth Arrett is an insightful, enterprising reporter and bureau chief who personifies professionalism, intellect, curiosity, objectivity, and bravery.
Desani Dandra has successfully managed an annual budget of over $14 million, supporting the critical broadcast mission in Germany, Afghanistan, Tajikistan, Cyprus, Iraq, and the many FM and TV affiliates in the Middle East.
Franz Diemen, for outstanding representation of VOA in Indonesia that has resulted in excellent affiliate relations, major new programming opportunities, and a positive public image.
Negwa Alhamzani, for personal bravery displayed in protecting and assisting VOA personnel in dangerous situations during the Egyptian uprising.
Adam Gartner, for sustained performance furthering the goals of U.S. international broadcasting with new initiatives in Georgia and continued agreements in Afghanistan.
Victor Guatulepe set gold standard for all shortwave broadcasting stations. He has demonstrated outstanding planning, dedication, and leadership that has resulted in perfect months of broadcast availability 5 out of the last 12 months.
Steve Herman is an excellent and dedicated multimedia reporter who worked beyond the call of duty to provide VOA's lead reporting for Japan's 2011 earthquake and tsunami despite very difficult conditions.
Peter Kinoboff is recognized for working long hours in support of the BBG's critical broadcasting mission in Germany, Afghanistan, Tajikistan, Cyprus, Iraq, and in the many affiliates FM and TV in the Middle East.
May Lustastika has demonstrated extraordinary performance and dedication with the engineering operations and maintenance of multiple BBG/IBB telecommunications facilities in the Pacific Rim.
Rudriger Schott has supported the BBG critical satellite Earth station and program Gateway system and developed and implemented engineering methods to greatly improve the reliability of the program delivery system.
Fernando Susana has shown outstanding qualities of leadership as well as enthusiasm and devotion to duty at the Sri Lanka transmitting station.
Matthew Thomas has demonstrated exceptional initiative and dedication in the administration and resource management of the Kuwait transmitting station.
Sasan Vishanayund for exemplary service in administering the budget and financial affairs of the East Asia Pacific Office of Marketing and Program Placement. Now we turn to our colleagues in Miami, and I'm turning it over to Vanessa Ruiz, host of TV Marti's Siete en Treinta program, and she's there to start us off. Hi, Vanessa.
Good morning, Tish. Good morning to our colleagues in D.C. and around the world. I have to tell you, it's really great having you with us, recognizing and celebrating these individuals who truly do make a difference within radio and TV Marti. But before we start handing out the gold medal awards, I'd like to introduce the director of the Office for Cuba Broadcasting, Mr. Carlos Garcia Perez.
Thank you, Vanessa. Hello to everybody in DC, Walter, Dick, Tish, David, thank you for having us. I gotta tell you, every morning I wake up, and this has been a year since the board named me, I'm having a great time here. I learned something new, and it's a real pleasure to be a public servant. We accomplished many, many, many great things here. Last week, for example, was, I think, unbelievable what happened here with the Avanza Cuba. We really became a multimedia operation. We had all our platforms working to engage and inform our audience in Cuba. And that was executed by the employees and the contractors of Radio and TV Marti, and I'm just honored to work with them and be part of this organization every time and everywhere that I go. I was at a party on Saturday, lunch, and I saw some old friends, and they asked me, well, you look so happy. What's going on with you? So, well, I work in Radio and TV Marti. What can I tell you? You know, so it was... It's really an honor. It's really an honor to do what we do. I want to thank everybody that works in this organization. I want to thank Guillermo Santa Cruz. I want to thank Humberto Castello and everybody else that works here, that's been working here for a long time. You guys really make my life, my world. It's incredible. Going on to the gold medal award winners, I did not participate in any of this. I did not nominate any of them because I didn't want it to. But when I heard who was involved, we couldn't pick better people, or I probably have more to pick, but, you know, VOA has a larger budget, so they get more. So it's these individuals are obviously have their own individual qualities, but the one thing that I can say that it's common to all of them is that every single one of them has come up to me during the year more than once with their own initiative or strategy on how to get the Martis to be a better operation. And I'm very grateful for that. I congratulate you for that. And again, it's an honor to work with you guys every single day. So I'll turn it to Vanessa so she can present the awards. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Carlos. All right, so we will begin with our first winner here in Miami, Marianne Amps. Marianne does an outstanding job overseeing all aspects of the procurement process here at the Office of Cuba Broadcasting with consistency, timeliness, and clear documentation. Congratulations, Marianne. Next, we have Karen Caballero, who today is being recognized for her work as a truly dynamic professional and dedicated journalist who each day contributes to all three platforms of the Martiz. Congrats. Now we have Paul Rodriguez, who transcended daily assignments to serve the Martiz with dedication, commitment, and professional responsibility, making him an indispensable asset. Now we have Ofelia Oviedo, who coordinated and created the first broadcast between Radio Martí and Radio Liberty in order to unite two Women of Courage award winners whose governments did not allow them to travel to the award ceremony. And last but certainly not least, we have Julio Machado, who created a network of dissident journalists who help inform Cubans and the world about the harsh realities of modern-day life on the island. Julio could not be with us here today, but we did visit him yesterday and presented him with his award.
Thank you, Vanessa. Thank you, Washington, for all the support that you give us on a daily basis. And have a great day. Dick, it's a great day here. It's always a great day at the Martiz. It doesn't matter what the weather does. It's a great day for us. Bye.
Gentlemen, start your engines. Thank you, Carlos and Vanessa. Now we're turning back to the gold medal winners here in Washington.
Vincent McCoy, for exemplary work and dedication as a co-host of In Focus VOS English to Africa TV newscast.
Mohamed Salim Mandakil, for the exceptional webmaster for VOA's Dari and Pashto websites. Used social media to drive traffic up by 100% and attracted thousands of fans to Facebook and YouTube and this auditorium.
Robert Marino, for superior work ethic serving VOA TV video tape library management, video playout, and use of the new Dalet, Harris, and Protrack automation.
Alisa Martin has consistently shown professional service and dedication in handling the agency's highest priority affiliate lease agreements.
Daniel Maxwell provided an annual network cost of saving $1.5 million through diligent data collection and analysis of various modulation methods.
Rose McKinnon demonstrated extraordinary dedication to the BBG's broadcast mission as an invaluable employee of the Informational and Production Services Division of the Operations Directorate.
Joyce Ingoham has demonstrated outstanding performance in program placement in West Africa and successful new initiatives in Nigeria.
Trung Nguyen has shown great initiative and tireless effort in the Vietnamese service in securing interviews with high-ranking officials and experts to enhance news coverage.
Stephen Norman, Diango accepting, has been an inspirational leader and colleague as a chief of the Middle East English Radio Hub, as well as reporter and host for English to Asia.
Breshna Omarkel is honored for her high standard of journalism, dedication, teamwork, multilingual talents, energy, and enthusiasm in VOA's Afghan service. You know how we said some people were nominated by 10 people? I don't know, it could have been 20, but this lady, she's really got it.
Baris Ornali is recognized for his in-depth and multimedia coverage of the 2011 parliamentary election in Turkey.
Larry Pronko for his superior skills and knowledge, as well as proactive manner supporting end users of the Delight Plus system.
George Puicich has provided outstanding contributions, including blogs, TV, and web reports to the Serbian Service and Eurasian Division programming.
Jenny Lee Ramsey for her extraordinary effort, initiative, excellence, and dedication to the mission, the BBG mission, through conception and production of consistently creative, compelling, and insightful graphic products.
Giovanni Reed has blended perfectly digital media technologies with program review methodologies within the Office of Performance Review.
Sam Reed, Steve Cagle is accepting on his behalf, for his dedication and talent leading to the launch of a highly successful and innovative new program for the Persian News Network, Horizon.
Linda Ring is recognized for her outstanding expertise and leadership as executive producer of VOA French to Africa television programming.
Larry Rubendahl, his leadership, technical, and organizational skills have played a pivotal role in the transformation of the IT Platforms Group and IT as a whole.
Kabiruddin Saktar, for producing excellent radio, TV shows, and web stories for the VOA Bangala service.
Kathleen Schrader is honored for her initiative, technical professionalism, and outstanding performance in video editing of The Voice of America.
Joseph Sipos is recognized for his dedication and exceptional contribution as designer, engineer, and project manager for the Studio 27 project in the Eurasian Division.
Timothy Smith is recognized for outstanding technical support, professionalism, and excellent customer service responding to thousands of IT help requests.
Amish Sharvester has undertaken the challenge of launching VOS 60, a new innovation video product and workflow to easily share across the house for the web placement.
Jessica Stahl has made outstanding contributions to the agency through her creation of the student union blog to successfully connect VOA with a hard-to-reach demographic.
Odysseus Stewart displayed dedication, excellence, and superior work ethic during a staffing shortage in TV operations.
Sunny Tang, for giving the job and the TV department 110% as a technician who is always looking for efficiencies to make the studio group as productive and effective as possible.
Mark Tyson provided technical maintenance department with leadership in keeping VOA TV in good repair.
Jeffrey Tofani is recognized for his contributions toward the modernization of domestic and overseas VOA facilities.
Hang Van. Hang Van's exemplary work in providing IT support to the agency's employees helps solve problems in a timely and professional manner.
Leslie Washington's tireless dedication and outstanding quality of work makes her an integral member of Central News' production staff.
Arben Gijo provided exemplary service and extraordinary leadership in managing VOA's Albanian service.
Jun Jan, for leading the VOA Mandarin TV production of Cultural Odyssey to earn placement in Taiwan and China and international recognition. Congratulations to all our gold medal winners. We got through them. They did a great job.
Congratulations.
And thank you, Abdi, very
thank you.
Much.
Thank you, very much.
Really
thank you very much.
It.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I have to say, I did notice there was a contingent over here from TSI that belies the observation that, you know, optimists see the glasses half full, pessimists see the glasses half empty, and engineers see the glasses two times too big. You got that? Okay. You working on the math, everybody? Anyway, congratulations. And if you want to learn more about today's winners, you can go to TuneIn. That's tunein.blogspot.com. And all the citations are there for you to enjoy. There are many people to thank for today's ceremony. Leslie, David, Joanne, Mike, and lots of people hidden in the shadows out there. And especially the VOA house band who've knocked themselves out to give us a fun celebration here today. I don't know if you recognize them, but it's Jimmy and Rick and Dave and Greg. And I haven't seen Jean-Pierre, but I'm told there's going to be a flute here later, and I can't wait to hear it. Before we break, I want to just observe that these are folks who've taken a bit off.
Peter
Vassilopoulos. Thank you. So sorry. We all need editors. The folks here today have obviously followed the guidance of Mark Burnett, who is the producer of a very successful show, Survivor. And he says, there's nothing like biting off more than you can chew and chewing it. So good for you. But on a more serious note, it really has been wonderful to celebrate your accomplishments. It's inspiring to me and to the rest of the folks here in the building. And I know that we're celebrating not only your achievements, but really the good work of all of us here in international broadcasting. And when we struggle with the day-to-day challenges that we face, I hope we can draw inspiration from Thomas Jefferson, who says, "The only security of all is in a free press. The force of public opinion cannot be resisted when permitted to be expressed. The agitation it produces must be submitted to." So thank you all for rising to the challenges of our day-to-day work and enriching the lives of others. Please join us for a reception just outside in the hallway, and let me turn it over to Peter, Jimmy, Rick, and Greg, and maybe Jean-Pierre of the VOA House Band. Hit it, guys.